Hello friends, I am Vishnu Sippy, your faculty of Wellinker Institute. I will be discussing import-export management, both commercial functions and regulatory functions both. Today, during this session, I will be taking the commercial functions. Now, commercial functions are those functions where you are normally required to undertake certain activities, right from marketing, etc., etc. So first, I will deal with chapter number 2, that is imports. We need an effective strategy for imports. Why? Because in India, we have got high level of imports for oil and gold. We have got affinity for gold. That's why we import quite a lot of gold, and that has hurt our economy to a very great extent. So we'll try to understand that. First of all, the first slide which is there on your screen, I am showing you the difference between goods, import-export, differentiation, what is the quantum of import and what is the quantum of export, and second stage down below is services, goods, services, import and export. And then the net, final net of imports and export combined both together. Now, why I am bringing this before you is that there is a definite bearing as far as economy of the country is concerned. If we import more, then there is more foreign exchange outgo. And if we have shortage of foreign exchange, then we may have to borrow money from different sources. On the other side, if we export more, we get more foreign exchange. So that is comfortable for us as far as our imports are concerned. But if we look at this particular slide, you will observe, this is I've taken of July 2022. You will observe over here that consistently always we have been having imports more than exports. Whether you go for goods or you go for services, and if we combine both together, then also the quantum of imports is more than quantum of export. The net result over here is that we are continuously needing more foreign exchange than we are earning. Now, it is something like you are earning less and spending more. So that creates a very big anomaly. And that is where we are now trying to show you how imports are more and why imports are more and what can be done to reduce imports and subsequently increase exports. Exports I will take in the next session. Now, the topics that I'll be covering today would be, first of all, giving you the expanded definition of imports. And then global impacts, recent global events which has impacted the foreign trade of India. Recent past, you must have observed. And then India is a very big growing economy. Then, in order to reduce import, we go for import substitution also. And that is in our strategy of Make in India, which our Prime Minister has brought out this strategy of Make in India. How it is and what is the effect of that, we'll discuss that also. And then, the present trends in our import trade and overall international trends also. These are the topics which I am going to cover today. First of all, when we go to definitions, I don't think I need to give you a full detailed definition, but yes, we go to it. Action of buying or acquiring products or services from another country or another market other than our own. That is a product which is transferred or sold from a party in one country to a party in another country. This is a generalized definition I'm giving you, not meant only for India. One country to a party in another country is an export from the originating country and an import to the country receiving that product. This is a general overall definition. Imports of services consists of all services rendered by non-residents to the residents of the country. In a direct import, that is e-commerce. Nowadays, there is a lot of e-commerce going on. You go to this Walmart and all these things, they are doing a lot of e-commerce import and export both. The retailer bypasses the local supplier and buys the final product directly from the manufacturer. This is a new kind of import being generated, going on since quite some time. Now, when we look at basics of an import, let's go to the basics. When we look at the basics, imports are important for the economy because they allow a country to supply non-existent, scarce, high-cost products or services to its market from other countries. That means these products not available in their country being supplied by another country to our country. That is how it helps the economy. Countries import goods or services that their domestic industries cannot produce as efficiently or cheaply as the exporting country. That means the exporting country can produce those goods cheaply and supply to us after having gone through the transportation process, and still it becomes cheap than what our local products are. Free trade. WTO always says we should have free trade. Free trade does not mean giving goods freely, no. Free trade means goods could move freely from one country to another country. It is the ability to import goods from a cheaper production zone and reduces reliance on domestic goods. That is the meaning of free trade. Again, this is harmful to at certain points and good for certain points also. Country importing goods represents an outflow of funds, foreign exchange outflow. That is the biggest negative factor. A high level of import means robust domestic demand, no doubt about it, and a growing economy. Yes, these are the plus points for import. Imported productive assets, such as machinery and equipment, is favorable for a country because it improves the economic productivity. So we should go for more import of machinery and equipment. It becomes an asset so that subsequently at a later date we can also start producing goods more cheaply. Now, what is the impact? Impact of exports. Any activity that you perform, you will always have a positive and negative impact, no doubt about it. Positive, as far as imports are concerned, it allows wealthy countries to use their resources more efficiently. Wealthy countries will use their resources more efficiently. Trading globally explores the consumers and countries to new markets and new products. Mind you, many products which you are seeing in our local market today may be a certain period of time, if you go back 10 or 20 years, you would not have seen those products over here. You are seeing it, you are buying it today because it is being imported from other countries which are producing them cheaply. What are the negative aspects? Excessive imports in relation to exports distorts a nation's balance of trade and ultimately devalue the currency. This is the basic negative factor which we in India have faced over a period of time considerably, because our imports are more and exports are less. And the devaluation of a country's currency is the biggest determinant of economic performance and its GDP. Gross domestic produce. Gross domestic produce means your gross earnings of the country on a per capita basis. Of course, between these two factors, there is a disagreement by different sections. Proponents say imports enhances the quality of life by providing greater choice and cheaper goods. But continued reliance on imports can hobble our entrepreneurship and the development of business venture in India. That is the disagreement which is going on. What are the benefits of import? One, it brings new products to the market. You see new products coming in again and again. Consumers and local economy benefit from purchasing products that are not produced locally. You take, for example, your McDonald's. Go back a few years, you were not able to get McDonald's over here. You were not knowing what it is. Today, it is being produced locally. It introduces products to parts of the world that otherwise might never utilize these resources. You may get certain new resources which are introduced to the market, which you may have not realized that this is in existence. Since need for imported goods is in high demand, always imported goods, everybody likes it as a fashion. Businesses make more money, receive more orders than they would from the domestic buyer. Domestic retailers, you go anything, you buy very freely, but more imports is giving more money to the entrepreneurs. Let's look to actual imports now. The advantages. The reduction in manufacturing costs, primary, it is advantageous because there is a reduction in manufacturing costs. Providing countries with the quality imported products, if their quality is not good, you will not buy it. Increasing your own country's sales and profits. Yes, turnover is increased by importing goods and selling it in the local market. Above all, it is boosting efficiency. Why? Because you are getting more products, you are getting quality products, maybe some of them cheaper than locally manufactured goods. So it is boosting the efficiency, creating a price stability worldwide, not only in India, but worldwide. It creates a price stability. Local goods cannot go on a higher rate sale basis. Why? Because imported goods are also available and making consumer products cheaper. The primary objective, of course, is that you get the imported goods becoming cheaper to the consumer. Sometimes manufacturers, they inflate their costs and sell it in the market. So there, the cost reduction takes place. Disadvantage. The first and foremost disadvantage is that the more import we get over here, it increases unemployment. Unemployment goes up. it reduces income of our own country. Our income would increase if we manufacture the goods and sell it. But when we are importing it, it reduces the income of our country because part of the income goes out. Manufacturers, local manufacturers, they are the worst sufferers. They lose business. And you have to pay additional tax on the imported goods. Always there is a customs duty. That's a additional tax being paid by the importers on imported goods. When we look at the costing part, it is not the same as costing for locally procured goods. Here, there are certain additional costs involved when you import certain goods, apart from normal production and sale costing. Here, there is transportation, additional transportation costs. Pay freight to move the goods. There is warehousing at various stages, import stage and export stage. Both there is warehousing. There's inspection for quality control. There is a port of entry fees. Then agents who deal in import-export clearance work. There are customs agents' fees for inspection of the quality. Again, there are fees required to be paid in the form of inspection charges, etc. Or examining the goods, because no country will blindly allow goods to move in. Examination by the customs department. Again, there are inspection charges involved. So these are additional costs over and above the manufacturing costs. Let's look at the procedure now. In a nutshell, I'll give you the procedure. First, make remittance for payments through the bank. Banks have got to be registered with the Reserve Bank of India if you want to make foreign exchange remittance. Authorized dealers only can remit foreign exchange out of India or receive foreign exchange in India. So you have got to, through your bank, remit the proceeds through your bank to the exporting country. Furnish evidence of import to the bank. When the goods are imported, it is cleared by customs. That customs report is known as a home consumption bill of entry. That evidence you have got to furnish to the bank, and then bank will inform Reserve Bank of India, yes, so much foreign exchange has gone out and these goods have come in. So that has got to be informed to the Reserve Bank of India. Compliance of all prohibitions or restrictions on imports. I'll explain to you subsequently in my future lectures what are the compliance requirements for restrictions on imports. Yes, in India, there are a lot of restrictions applicable on import of certain classes of goods. And then there's a testing, labeling and certifications as per standards available in India. Legal metrology rules, we have placed certain standards. BIS, Indian standards, have placed certain standards. Food Safety Authority have placed certain standards in India. So testing as per those standards are required to be completed. And then payment of customs duties and other taxes and countervailing measures as per the tariff requirements of the country. Impact of global crisis. We have last 3-4 years, we have passed through a number of crises, one after the other, impacting the entire gamut of the international trade, whether it's export or import, or any type of movement. There is a severe impact, and it has impacted the imports also. One of the most important is COVID-19 pandemic. That has caused total economic recession in the world, not only to India, but entire world. We have passed through a global economic recession. You and me, we are all aware that there were lockdowns, there were precautions taken for various purposes in 2020, 2020, some portion of 21 also. And that resulted in the entire global economy into a crisis. Not only in India, but all the countries of the world, there has been a crisis as far as the economy of the country is concerned. There's a downturn in consumer activities, which has led to the collapse of tourism, hospitality industry, energy industry. Why people are locked down inside their homes, they cannot move out. This has impacted tourism. Nobody ventured out. Or maybe 1.5, 2 years, nobody ventured out. Hospitality industry, hotels, they have suffered very heavily. Energy, people have not been using their cars, not going out, so there is an energy downfall also. Again, as a corollary to this, in 2020, there was a price war, oil price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia. Why? Because consumption of energy reduced, that resulted in oil becoming cheaper, and then they did not want to reduce their oil, but between Russia and Saudi Arabia, they were fighting that we should reduce the production capacity of the oil so that the price remains at a higher level. But no, that war led to a drop in oil prices during that particular period. Drop in prices or drop in production could not be understood between the two countries. Therefore, in 2021, there was a global energy crisis, which was driven by a global surge in demand as we came out of the pandemic. As the world exited the early recession, yes, the 1.5 years of recession, as we came out of it, there was a crisis because of this war between the two countries. Energy shortage, prices shot up. Again, continuing with the impact of global crisis, economic fallout from this crisis, and 2022, Russian invasion of Ukraine. You know Russia and Ukraine are fighting, I don't know what kind of a war they are fighting. It has had an impact on oil prices. Why? Because Russia is an oil exporting country. And Russia exports quite a lot of gas to the European countries. So they are also affected. United States and European Union, they now proposed ban regarding Russian oil and gas imports. The result was prices of critical global imports from the two warring nations with wheat, edible oil and crude oil shot up. Reason? That Ukraine is exporting quite a lot of wheat and edible oil to other countries. They are one of the largest suppliers, producers of wheat and oil. And Russia is one of the largest suppliers of oil. Now, when they are fighting amongst themselves, there is a gap in production and selling it in the market. Plus, sanctions by the European countries and USA, they did not allow these goods to be moved out from these particular places. India also was affected because India was importing large quantity of fertilizer from Russia. And therefore, we were not able to get the fertilizer for our agriculture production. Situation became worse for India since we have been battling inflation for quite a long time. Our inflations are always going higher. And we have been battling this inflation since a very, very long time. added to that is the higher fuel and fertilizer price. This has reduced government revenues and increased subsidy cost. Why increased subsidy cost? Because fertilizers being given to the farmers for their agriculture production, government is giving a subsidy to the fertilizer companies. Previous to this, there was a Brexit. I think you must have read in the papers about Brexit. What is Brexit? United Kingdoms and European Union. European Union consisted of a group of Europe's people, countries getting together, forming European Union. And UK or United Kingdom was a part of that. Suddenly, in 2019, before pandemic, United Kingdom said, we are withdrawing from the European Union, and that was known as Brexit. UK withdrawing from the European Union. Lot of political movements aimed to oppose or reverse or impede the 2016 Brexit referendum led to uncertainties in UK. There were a lot of political movements, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, referendum. This all created a big uncertainty in the United Kingdom. The net result was that British economy weakened when entering into 2020 post-pandemic. So as it is, prior to pandemic, Britain economy was in a bad shape. After pandemic, it became worse. Why? Many businesses left UK and moved to European Union, which resulted in trade loss and economic downturn for both the member of countries. Business from UK went to economic union, and from economic union came to UK. So this confluence going here and there, it created an imbalance to the member countries to a very great extent. This was all before the pandemic. Brexit occurred before pandemic. Let's look at the present scenario. I mean, present scenario, we go back to approximately 1 year after coming into out of the pandemic. The global commodity markets, Russia and Ukraine are major exporters of several commodities. This is Ukraine-Russia war. Russia is the world's largest exporter of wheat, natural gas, coal, and fertilizers. And those products could not come into the world market. Again, Ukraine also is the largest exporter of seed oils, primarily used in cooking, corn, and neon gas. So there was a shortage of these particular items as far as the world import movements are concerned. Net result was that these commodity prices have surged the moment war started. Why? Because UK and US, they banned Russian oil imports, and therefore Russian oil prices fell down, decreased. Rest of the world, economic consequences was felt due to the rise in commodity prices, especially the agricultural commodity prices rose because there was a shortage of agricultural products which were coming out from Russia and Ukraine. Let us see how it has impacted India now. That was previously, it was the world. Now let's come to India. We got entangled in the middle of a global energy crisis as all prices went on skyrocketing, and energy security is a priority for government. We in India are the largest consumer of oil and gas, and prices shot up. there was a crisis in India because of this. Look at the price of petrol and diesel going up day by day, going up every day. Government was announcing an increase in the prices. Again, India is heavily dependent on coal and oil imports for its energy needs, for its huge manufacturing activity. Understand one thing, that we have got a large population, and for that there is a large manufacturing activity going on in India. India moved to swallow up the cheaper oil stock to overcome the current energy crisis. Why? Because Russia started, since Russia could not export the oil to European country and USA and sanctions, then we in India could get the Russian oil at a cheaper rate by getting a discount of 30% to 40%, and that is why we started swallowing up the cheaper oils. Key to elevating this was to make the most out of the oil and gas fields. As far as we also have our own gas fields where we are getting daily production also, but that is not sufficient for us. India moved to swallow cheaper stock with Moscow, that is Russia. Immense energy resources we could get from Russia at a 30 to 40% discount. And in order to bring global stability, there is now a need for accelerating the renewable energy transition. We have got to come out of importing more oil and gas and go for renewable energy processes. That's a different situation. We'll come to a manufacturing aspect later on. Well, yes, we have developed a strategy for taking advantage. The global energy landscape has been radically reshaped. Entire landscape has reshaped after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. There's an increase in price of agricultural input commodities, which has compounded the impact on poor and vulnerable groups. Poor countries, they could not get their food products under normal condition also. But now, when the prices of wheat and other agricultural products started shooting up, it has affected them more than anybody else. Again, there was a disruption in the flow of electronics raw material. That's the biggest casualty. Why? Because they are coming from China and other locales. That has impeded global trade positions. Moving raw material and other supplies of electronics moving from China, they were again affected because of this Russia-Ukraine war. Now for entrepreneurs, yes, there's an opportunity to fill the gaps created by these volatiles by creating new business models. You've got to come out of the old thinking and come to new business models. How? Companies now need to collaborating through trade coalitions and other joint partnerships to increase their capacities. Companies also need to recalibrate and fully reconsider their long-standing supply chain and partner ecosystems. We were having a supply chain partnership with various countries. Now, because of the imbalance created due to this war and again the pandemic also, we have also had to re-strategize our supply chain, looking to the ecosystem as of today. Thank you, friends.